Hey, you awake? Good. You can sleep there for a bit and let me talk, because I could never say any of this to you. You might get mad and I might just never see you again. You're really something else, you know that? I know this is meant to be a casual thing, that we just take comfort in each other for the night, fuck, have sex, what have you, and that when morning hit, you'd just leave. And it worked for a long time. But then we got to talking, we'd talk about whatever the hell was going on with our lives. And I got to know you as a person, and you're amazing. You're not perfect, but you've got me wrapped around your little finger, babe. Oh, shit. Sorry. Not babe. Not babe. We agreed. No pet names. You know, it's somehow worse having the no pet name rule. I don't know if you realize it, but you end up using my name way more often. And I don't get it, but when you're the one to say my name, it's electric. A surge that shoots down me, gets my attention, demands me to look you in the eye. My name tastes different when you say it. It suddenly feels so special. I suddenly feel special. Oh, yikes, that was bad. See? Another thing that started happening because of you. I get needy. I've never been needy with anyone. Ever. And the needy part of me that you've cultivated wishes I could get you to stay. That you'd change your mind, that you wouldn't want to get up and go and just stay. But I know that's not what we agreed upon. The guest leaves the moment they're awake. It's a stupid ass agreement. Can't imagine why I agreed to it. I mean, I know why we made them. Just didn't want to run the risk of ruining a good thing, where one of us would catch feelings for the other. We'd just enjoy each other's company, each other's bodies, and be done with it. No strings attached, no sentimentality, nothing. Not that it did anything to stop me from wanting more from you. I mean, you gave me some of your time, but now I want more. More of your time, your attention, your love. I mean, we already meet up more than we should, given what we're supposed to be. Do people like us get food from a fast food place to just eat together in the car before we go back to whoever's place? Do they just drive wherever to enjoy each other's company and talk about anything in the car before talking in the living room, then ripping each other's clothes off? I'm greedy, babe. And I want more. I want you. And whenever you let your eyes linger on me when we stop ourselves from kissing each other, I can't help but wonder. Can't help but wonder if you want me to. Because if you asked me to stay, I would. I'd stay. You'd hold me close. And you'd kiss me good morning. We'd get food, chill, talk, kiss, talk some more, and just be content to be with each other. Let the rest of the world get on with their day. and we'd stay where we are. Just you, me, and this small space in between. These four walls. But the problem with that is that we can't have that even if one of us doesn't feel the same way. And I think we're both too terrified to be the first to risk that. You wouldn't know it, but I always look forward to hearing from you. I just hear more about your life, and it was good, you know, just to know more about you. How your exes would, for whatever reason, just try to hit you up every now and again, and how you'd never take them up on it. You somehow chose me over them, you know, though you knew their bodies better. I mean, they're familiar territory, but I was just someone you'd only slept with a couple of times up until that point. I was still unfamiliar to you. I remember asking you about it one night. You asked why you'd rather be with me than with your ex. Granted, a weird question since we were just friends at that point, but I recall feeling like a novelty. That I was just someone you wanted to conquer too. A notch on your bedpost. I remember when I looked at you, I couldn't actually tell what you were feeling. And up till that point, you're always an open book, so that caught me off guard. You said nothing, but you crossed your arms, leaned against the door and shrugged. That you felt being around me was relaxing. That you could unfold when you were with me. That you felt safe. That clear choice to be with me because I provided that safe space for you? I don't know. I think that's what started all of this, really. That even though you had plenty options to go to, and you can choose anyone you wanted to be with, you chose to be with me. Here. You make me feel so goddamn special. And I've never had that with anyone. I just hope I make you feel the same way. Maybe you'll hear this and let me know. But if you don't, well... It's time for me to go. Rest well, babe.